Alanbock.
Easy. And what do you do for a living, Alan?
I'm a senior editorial writer for the Orange County Register newspaper.
Yeah, and are you a medical marijuana user?
No.
No? You just write about, is that one of your things you write about?
It's one of the things I write about. It's our editorial policy is generally libertarian, and so we've supported drug law reform for a long time. But when Proposition 215 was on the ballot in 1996, we supported it and did fairly extensive study of the various ramifications, so we thought we could make a fairly persuasive case for it. Then after it was passed, I was the editorial writer that they said, you know, keep an eye on how it's being implemented. And I did several covers of the commentary section on implementation and places where it was being implemented satisfactorily and most places where it wasn't being. And that grew into the book that I wrote on the politics of medical marijuana. The Controlled Substance Act was passed in 73 or 74. And it establishes five schedules for drugs that are controlled that can be done only with the cooperation of a doctor and a pharmacy. Schedule one is completely prohibited. LSD, heroin, and marijuana are on schedule one.
Doctor or anything?
No doctor, no nothing. Right. There's no legal way you can get it under federal law.
A lot of those again?
But
LSD?
LSD, heroin, marijuana, there's probably a couple of others. But the criteria for those are it has to have a high propensity for abuse, zero medically accepted uses, and no chance that it can be used safely under the supervision of a doctor. Well, marijuana doesn't meet any of those criteria. But it's my contention that marijuana does not belong on Schedule I, that if they were actually following federal law, medical marijuana would be legal under federal law.
So you write about marijuana all the time. You're the marijuana expert at the Orange County Register, probably. Right?
Insofar as there is such a thing.
Yeah. Have you used marijuana in the past?
Well, in the past.
Yeah, in the past. And nothing to it? Didn't like it?
I wouldn't say that.
No, you like it? Why do you think the government keeps coming out with these reports that say marijuana is going to lead to addict other drugs, marijuana is harmful, there's no medical benefits?
Well, you know, once you've got a restrictive law in place, there's tremendous resistance to wanting to change that law.
Why?
A whole lot of people make a living at it. You know, I mean, there is a drug abuse industrial complex. You've got the police, you've got the treatment centers, you've got the legislators. All of the DEA, of course, and it's a $50 billion at least industry. Now, all these people, you know, have kids in college, they have mortgages to pay, you know, and marijuana is the most commonly used illicit drug. You know, if you just confined it to, you know, heroin and cocaine and methamphetamines and a couple of other things, the universe of abusers would be much smaller. And so you would have more trouble justifying these large, expensive bureaucracies in order to keep our kids safe.
Less SWAT teams.
Yeah.
Orange County's, you know, when people first move here and they want to know what the areas are like, everybody says Orange County's the real Republican area and the real right-wing area. How do you get away with being libertarian down there?
Well, you know, sometimes we get nasty letters to the editor, but otherwise people tolerate us
pretty well. How do they feel when you came out for 215?
I think most people in the community supported it. Orange County didn't pass it by as large a margin as the whole state did, but it still got a majority in Orange County. So, you know, there's a lot of Republicans in Orange County, so there must have been a lot of Republicans that voted for it.
Yeah, you know how I describe libertarians? I say they're conservatives who still get high. That's what a libertarian is.
Well, I don't know if that's a universal
no, of course
definition.
Not. Rule of thumb, you know.